There are two kinds of people in Alaska, she says. Those who were born here, and those who come here to escape something. I wasn't born here. In Christopher Nolan's 2002 underrated classic, Insomnia, Al Pacino plays Detective Will Dormer, an LA cop with a legendary and troubled history who comes to the remote landscape of Alaska to help solve the murder of a teenage girl. The Alaskan wilderness is like a character in this film, playing a role throughout, but particularly in three scenes, which I think are maybe the most important in the movie. Firstly, the death of a cop scene. Dormer is perhaps sent to Alaska with his partner to get away while he possibly awaits trial back in LA for falsifying evidence in a case involving the torture and murder of a young child. The suspect in that case would have gone free if Dormer hadn't tampered with evidence. Once in Alaska, Dormer almost catches this murderer, played by Robin Williams, in the first act of the movie. But on a foggy day, Dormer accidentally shoots and kills his partner instead of the killer, the same partner who had made it publicly clear he would testify against Dormer for falsifying evidence on that previous child murder case. After shooting his partner, Dormer once again tampers with evidence here for fear everyone will think he killed his partner, a key witness on that previous case. So he switches his bullet with one from the suspect's gun who had dropped it during the foggy chase. And that fog is key. It's the Alaskan character. It's the gray area between do the ends justify the means or don't they? How badly do we change who we are to get what we think is right and just? And how clouded can our vision get on such a quest? Dormer not seeing clearly on that foggy day is like a metaphor for him not thinking clearly on the clear, sunny streets of LA. In cities, we sometimes think we can hide things. In small towns and in nature, it's maybe not so easy. Or is it? Which leads to the second key scene, escape to Alaska. Near the end of the movie, Dormer is racked with guilt, suffering from intense insomnia from the endlessly sunny summer, and is in his hotel room with the woman who works at the hotel, who has been chatting with him throughout the movie. Dormer is basically confessing all his sins to her when she says, quote, "There are two kinds of people in Alaska, those who were born here and those who come to escape something. I wasn't born here." Eventually, they both appear to have gone on telling each other their past sins all night. Again, here we have the landscape playing a prominent role. A warm blanket, a place to escape, maybe a place that doesn't judge. We tend to think of nature as a beautiful garden. But it's also, as Schopenhauer once said, lions or hyenas ripping a gazelle apart on the African safari. So maybe nature is less about judgment and more about survival and enjoying that you have. The final scene example is literally the last scene. Hilary Swank plays a local cop assisting Dormer on the case. She knew Dormer wasn't telling the truth about the shooting in Act 1, and eventually found Dormer's bullet casing at the scene. In this final scene, as Dormer lay dying from the last shootout, she goes to throw the bullet away, saying she believes it was an accident that he killed his partner, but Dormer stops her and says, "Don't lose your way." As the movie fades, we see her put the bullet back in the evidence bag and in her pocket, and she stands there, surrounded by this beautiful, overpowering landscape. Does she turn the evidence in? Does it matter? Is this a movie about cops or murder or police procedures? Or is it about the human mind, how we justify to ourselves what we do, whether it's good, bad, or ugly? I wonder if this film is about our ability or inabilities to do what we think is right at the time and to be able to live with it. In such a vast landscape of a setting, I also wonder if we perhaps too often forget how we are always simultaneously important and infinitely small and fragile compared to our surroundings, and just how difficult that can be sometimes to come to terms with, to understand. Back in that Alaskan hotel, confessing their sins, hotel worker Rachel Clement says to Dormer one last time, "I guess it's about what you thought was right at the time, then what you're willing to live with."